This segment is brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments, to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988. A very warm welcome to everyone. Our very special guest today is Dr. Daniel LaRoche, who is a glaucoma specialist, president of Advanced Eye Care of New York, and first-time author of the book, How to Be a Successful Black Man. What inspired you to write this book?
Oh, thank you for having me. And what inspired me to have the book is I just did not like what I was seeing in society with how black boys and black men are being portrayed. Also, that they're not receiving the information. We were not receiving the information about our great history when we were younger in the traditional school system. And we were not receiving pearls of success to try to navigate some of the historical discrimination and current discrimination that goes on in our society. So I wanted to share some of the things that I had learned growing up and going through my schooling, both in college and professional school and reading and traveling, about the great history that we have from ancient Africa, ancient Kemet, which is now called Egypt, as the founders of civilization, you know, the builders of pyramids, the founders of science and astronomy, the originators of written literature, mathematics, and culture and spirituality. So I wanted to share with young people and the youth, particularly young black males, this glorious history that we have, that's one. And then two, also share with them what we had been through with the trauma of the slave trade and how that affected us in terms of detaching us from that history. And then three, pearls for success, to rebuild ourselves, to rebuild and to become successful in the current environment that we have, in this current capitalistic system that we have, and to overcome adversity that you may run up into in this system as well. And so those are my reasons for writing this book.
So you connected history to present-day life experiences and the challenges of the black man. What was the process like for you?
Well, I was often mentoring people from different age groups, from elementary school to middle school to high school. And I even teach students in medical school to try to become surgeons as well. And so having done this over many years, I just integrated different aspects of this into the book to share the history, pearls to become successful. But I wrote it in a general way so that it would apply to anybody, no matter what career you want to go to. But the focus was really on black men as well, because black men have been attacked very aggressively in our society, in American society. We're disproportionately incarcerated. We're disproportionately unemployed. And, you know, the black man is the core as part of the black family. So it's an attack on the black family, the relationship between black men and black women, and the relationship between black men and children. So it's really important to rebuild the black family, to heal this process that we've been through. And I discussed that also in the book as well.
And how has been the response to your book?
Everyone who's read it has liked it tremendously. It's available on Amazon. I have patients that buy it every week. I probably sell about 5 or 10 copies in my office as well. So it's targeted to a niche group, but those people that have read it and purchased it, the response has been overwhelmingly supportive. It's available in the United States and the United Kingdom Australia. I'm trying to develop distribution channels for availability in Africa and the Caribbean. It is available as an ebook online as well for people that want to purchase an ebook online. It's been very good reviews.
So is there a book number two in the works?
I'm actually working on a second book. I recently went to Kemet, Egypt, and visited the Nile Valley, specifically the pyramids in Cairo, Luxor, the temples, did a cruise down the Nile River to Aswan and Nubia, and visited the historic sites of our ancestors. Mm-hmm. And it was a tremendous amount of history, tremendous sights to see, beautiful architecture. And I realized that, most kids are not going to get a chance to see this and understand the stories behind this and the history behind this. So I want my second book that I'm writing on is going to discuss that so that children can be exposed to that and learn about that and learn this important history that's not taught in our society here. And so that's one of the projects I'm working on, my second book.
Okay, so congratulations to you on becoming a first-time author. We wish you the very best, and we look forward to having you back again when you come back out with the second book.
Thank you so much, and you can get the book online, How to Be a Successful Black Man by Daniel LaRoche, and thank you very much for highlighting it.
You're very welcome. This segment was brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments, to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988.